you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Psalm 40, verse 5, and I actually should say reciting because it's one of my favorite verses, but it's apropos to today's broadcast, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. But Psalm 40, verse 5, many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you plan for us. No one could recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they'd be too many to declare. Well, that was the case this past Saturday. You heard us talking about it for weeks, maybe even months. Our audience of one, it happened at the Virginia Theater. And when I say it happened, God showed up in a number of ways, a variety of ways. And we had the privilege of worshiping him together as one people. And joining me in the studio, the two kind of key people behind pulling it all together, Mike Crosta emceed the evening. Jeff Goldberg was the behind-the-scene master working with the sound team and the setup and coordinating all the details to make the evening pleasurable for all of us. And it was just wonderful. There was a number of different God sightings. And for those of you maybe unfamiliar with that term, a God sighting is just where, like, you've been praying for something and God shows up maybe in a unique way or confirms something through circumstance. Some might call it God's providence. Some, I had a Jewish friend, Jeff, that said, oh, that's a serendipity. And I had to look that one up. You know, we would say a God sighting, but that might be like a unique chance or happenstance. But God
that's,
worked at
that's
it.
That's a Hebrew word for God showing up.
Oh, is it?
No.
Okay, well, anyways, God did show up and joining me in the studios. In fact, it was a week ago that you guys were in, and we were praying up this gathering, and we were asking God to show up in unique ways, and he really did. I wrote down a few different things that I want to highlight, kind of my personal God sightings, but it was so wonderful to gather so many different people from different denominations, life experiences, pastors, ministry leaders, and maybe Jeff or Mike, walk us through the overview of the evening and maybe some of the things that stood out in your mind.
Well, yes, I think the main thing is the basic format for those that weren't there. We started out with praise and worship, and then we had a prayer set. Actually, we had three small prayer sets followed by some more praise and worship. And that was intentional that we would bracket our petitions for the city with praise and worship and honoring the Lord. So I really like that part. Also, during each prayer set, two people prayed from the stage, but then everyone prayed in the audience. They turned to each other in small groups, and they prayed. And to me, that was one of the sweetest things to see. When I looked out through the curtain and saw people bowing their heads and holding hands in a circle, it was just really encouraging to see. And these are people that presumably did not know each other.
So we began by encouraging everyone to get to know their neighbor, and I think we began with the wow God, because it was fun to see so many people, hundreds of people. The estimates are over 400 people gathered at the Virginia Theater, and so it was just wonderful from the get-go where people felt kindred spirits, like we were here to be one people. In fact, here's one of many different texts or emails I got. This came from Brandy, who was also on stage praying, but she said, great words of encouragement from you, Mark. I complimented her on her prayer and how she shared with everyone. But she said, today at church, so this was yesterday at church, I heard multiple times from different people how much they enjoyed participating in the event last night. And I love that. I shared this with you too. She looked at it and the people that attended looked at it as participatory.
Yes,
they didn't just come for a show. They didn't just come to hear about prayer. And we talked about it. We're not here to teach about prayer or talk about prayer. We're here to pray. And she said that they enjoyed participating in the event. The overall sentiment was that seeds have been planted to continue bringing us together as one. How beautiful it was to worship with so many others! Exclamation point. Well done on following the call and pulling together a team to honor God in that way. And yes, it was a team, many of us doing various tasks from behind the scenes, and God brought it together, and we continue to just marvel how he showed up.
I remember several months ago when I first got involved with this event that we're talking about how do we want the evening to come together and what we want to happen. And of course, we want it always to be a time of honoring God and entreating God for the various parts of our community, like first responders and educators and our youth and so on. And that was very important that we set the right format. And it wasn't until I went to another praise meeting a few nights before Audience of One, and it was a different kind of praise meeting and so on. And I was, by the end of that evening, I went, for Audience of One, we set it up right.
Yeah.
I felt so comfortable,
yes,
so much at peace, and God showed up. And the people showed up.
Mm-hmm.
So there was not only one people worshiping God and praying, but we were also one audience in that facet, but it was also God was our audience of one.
Yes. And if I could add to that, the great secret here is, what is God going to do now after all these sincere prayers for different components? I am looking forward to seeing what he does in our community.
Yeah, we're kind of waiting on feedback or the next steps. We know God brought us together. We are very focused and very specific in our mindset that this wasn't going to be a show. This wasn't going to be entertainment. This wasn't going to be, let's get some very popular personalities that'll draw the crowds. We wanted it to be those that we knew had an active, involved prayer life, those that had shown up to our Thursday gatherings. We usually meet the first and third Thursday of every month, and those that have a reputation of being passionate about God. And I think our program exhibited, or those that participated, cross-section of the community, representing different denominations, life experiences, from the powerful chief that was just passionate, to sweet voices, to different ways that people prayed. So I love that you gave not so much guidelines, but you helped us all get grounded. Let it come from your heart.
Yes.
Don't go on stage with notes.
Right.
Let this be something that God puts on your heart to speak to the people to address these various topics.
Yeah. And, you know, the church leaders, their job is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. And many of us today think that we need to ask the church leaders to do the stuff. Mm. Well, no, it's the people. It's the people that are to do it. And that's what we saw Saturday night.
Yeah. I don't want to name names, but I'm going to name a few names, some of my God sightings. But I know you got feedback from Pastor Diane Lehman and others, and feedback where people love that it wasn't sensationalized by any means. It
was
from the heart.
Yes. It was sincere. It was quiet. It was reverent. We had talked about early on, what kind of atmosphere do we want? We don't want a big band. And I think that, to me, was one of the greatest discoveries for me personally, was that unique sense of the presence of the Lord that we had there.
And how about our worship, Jeff? Now, you, with the background being a musician yourself, I thought they set the tone, and we made the right decision by having the words on the screen. We went back and forth, how would we do that and facilitate it so all the words were on the screen. And at one point, I brought the team that was going to be speaking and praying to come out into the audience, into the Virginia Theater, because they were backstage. And so they could see the words and participate and then feel all the energy, the people raising their hands, the people worshiping. That was one of my favorite God sightings, when we all came out and just sat in the couple front rows to the side and observed and then participated ourselves.
Yeah, Kyle Howard was our worship leader for the main set before the prayer time. And he had a band, a very small band, himself on guitar and vocals, and he had a keyboardist, and he had two female vocalists. So there were just the four of them on stage, and they were mostly background to bring the song.
Yeah.
They did not perform. They brought the Spirit of the Lord with them, and it was such a blessing for that. And then at the end of the evening, the last two songs, Jean-Rene Balakita did a great job finishing up the evening. The people were so responsive. And many of them didn't want to leave once the event was over.
Yeah, they hung around in like some prayer circles. And Mike, I'd be remiss, because I like you doing this almost every single time we meet, but you began setting not so much the ground rules, but explaining what the purposes are for the evening.
Yeah.
And again, our position in Christ and the royalty. And I think the light bulbs went on in many people's minds, like, I've never looked at myself as being a favored, beloved prince or princess or the royalty that God has us. So somebody may be unfamiliar with our program from last week. Walk us through again that position that we have in Christ and the blessing that we can approach him as a God who loves us.
Yes. You know, and it all roots in Ephesians 2:19. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people in God's household. And so not only when we were born again did we transition from sinner to saint, but we also entered a royal family with Jesus our King. We are royalty, and that's not an arrogant thing. That's just the true facts. That's reality. Mm-hmm. And also we're the one people of God. And the reason this matters, Mark, is so many believers are still praying from a sinner mindset, a beggar mindset, and an orphan spirit. And they're wondering why they're not getting answers to prayer. But when you pray embracing your true identity, that's when you start to see God move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, knowing that character of God, that he loves us.
Yes.
And that we are no longer just those sinners groveling for his favor.
Yeah, begging. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had a few different God-citing moments that I just appreciated and thank God for. One was Russ Taylor, who's been involved in our community for so many, many years. And he came up afterwards, and I got to introduce you to. And I've known Russ from many different Bible studies. In fact, the last, I don't know, 8 or 10 or 12 years, we meet weekly. So I get to see Russ all the time. And he was appreciative of the evening and blessed by it. And this wasn't his first rodeo. I mean, he's been to so many fundraising banquets and Promise Keeper events and gatherings. And he really said, I was ministered to, I was blessed by, and he really appreciated the evening, as so many others said. But to see him all fired up and energized and, in a sense, just glowing, he thought it was a wonderful evening, well worth his time. And he's very, very busy. But that was one of the things I wrote down that I'm going to treasure for many years. But I know you had one, Jeff, with the way that the Virginia Theater embraced the event and how efficient and well-trained they were, and some of your interaction with the team.
So on the administrative side of the event, everything really like clockwork, because so many of the people that were the participants, the people who prayed on stage, the people who helped prepare, like you, Mark, and you, Mike, and then so many others on our committee, Melissa and the Lemons and so on. But they all did such a great job. It made the event so easy for me to put together because we had so many qualified people to work on it.
Yeah.
But the people at the Virginia Theater, and this is a soft spot in my own heart because I have theater background.
Mm-hmm.
I founded a theater company. I performed on that stage. I produced plays, musicals, concerts, fundraisers for the State of Israel on that stage. And the people at the Virginia Theater are totally professional people.
Amen.
They love doing what they do, and they're very open to having Christian events there, which we appreciate. And Andy, who is our stage manager, who I've known for a couple of decades, I suppose, he loved working with us.
He was the best.
Yeah. He loved working with us. He wanted to make sure everything was done right. Everything went smooth. And that goes for the soundboard operator, the lightboard operator, and the union lady, Anna, who ran the projection booth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're just so great to work with. That's the union people, and then there's the staff people, Stephen and Stephen, who work at the Virginia Theater. And I just love working with them. They are just great. I talk with a couple of them after the event, and one of them was raised in a church, and he talked about how this evening was a he didn't use the word blessing, but it was he really enjoyed the event, the gathering that we had, and he was glad that he was part of it.
Excellent. Yeah. And I think you also heard this, Mike. The union people at the Virginia Theater were so appreciative of the whole scripting. Basically, Jeff had written down breakdowns,
everything.
What would happen every so many minutes, who would be coming stage left, stage right, how to fade in, you know, lighting and all that. They said this was beyond what they would have hoped for. So I think they shouted out and gave big kudos to Jeff, who we appreciate. appreciated how God raised him up months ago to help orchestrate this whole event. I had another great God sighting. It was just Chief Tyler, who is one of a kind, and how passionate he was. But he sat in the back room by himself a period of time, just praying and reflecting.
Yes.
And asking God to use what he was going to say and share. And he came out on stage, and he's just very bubbly and vivacious, but loves the Lord and projected that for everyone. But afterwards, as we were standing near the stage, this guy came up and just was saying, "It's so reassuring, and I'm so thankful you're a follower of Jesus and you have that position of chief of police, and may God bless you." And I think that was a real encouragement for him.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well.
After the event, several people came up to me and just expressed how much they appreciated the fact that the whole community could come together as one. And they'd love the worship time, but they thoroughly enjoyed praying together.
Yeah.
One of my friends came up to me and said, "You know, I don't think this has been done. I think it's only been done once before. That was like 3, 4, or 5 years ago. But even before that, it hasn't happened in several years. So we need more of this."
Yeah.
Is what my friend told me. He said, "We need more of this." And we'll see if God says if that will happen. But so many people were just so enthralled with the gathering. And it was a lot of fun to put together. And we're just hoping that it really does affect the community, all the prayers.
Yes.
That the teachers will be touched by the Spirit of God, that the first responders will be touched with the Spirit of God, and people in the arts. We prayed for people involved in the arts.
Youth.
And the youth and all the other topics that we have. The health profession.
Yeah.
We prayed for all these different components of our community, and I'm looking forward to reports in the near future of how things may have changed for the better.
Me too.
In all these different areas.
I expect it. Yeah.
And I know, Mike, your heart, and you shared this from the podium. We don't know what the next steps God may have in store for us. In fact, we're looking forward to feedback this Thursday. Some of us are going to be meeting during our twice-a-month prayer gathering. We'll be meeting at the Salvation Army Red Shield Center, 2212 North Market Street in Champaign.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. And we're just share and see where God might be leading. But we're really seeking, if you will, a sign from him, a confirmation on what may be next. Maybe it's in the summertime or the fall, or what will continue happening in the days ahead. But listening, friend, you all know the importance of prayer. We've been praying the Lord's Prayer at noon each and every day on our 19 frequencies. And I heard a message yesterday at church where they were emphasizing, "Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done," and how oftentimes we have to recognize and surrender what our will is or our preference or what we want to see happening and submit to what the Lord wants to have happen. And that can be a daily practice. "Lord, order my steps this day so that your will is accomplished, not necessarily what I want to do," but we are seeking and praying what might be the next steps, what seeds have been planted that God will bring to fruition in the days ahead. So we would ask you, wherever you're at, maybe you're going to host one of these gatherings in your community. Maybe there's going to be one in Bloomington or Beardstown, Whitehall, Decatur, Springfield. I mean, this is something that we did in Champaign, and I know there was a six-hour prayer gathering that Saturday afternoon in Springfield. I got a report that I think around 60 people came together for 6 hours of prayer and worship.
Goodness.
And so God is always about transformation and making changes. And, you know, your prayer, if you're a shut-in and you can't get out, you have the power of God at your fingertips, if you will, or on your mindset as you seek God to intercede on behalf of people. And don't ever minimize what can be accomplished through your prayers. And so we'll continue to be praying and asking God to work in unique ways. But another special moment I had is our pre-event prayer time that was upstairs, where some of the people that got to the Virginia Theater early were up there with us, but we just prayed for the evening, asking God to have his way. And there was somebody that I'd never met before that was an elderly senior saint that was sitting in a chair, and she was praying passionately, and it was just special to have all of us praying up the event and then beginning the event with prayer right after we had some introductory remarks. And And then you just walking us through what the intent was, and that's to be the one people of God and to see what God would do when his people come together praying for him to work on behalf of our community. So may that continue to resonate in your heart and mind. You can make a difference. Your prayers are heard. I mean, think about it, that the sovereign God who created the universe, which we can't even fathom, you know, what they say, there's like 2 billion universes or something, or solar systems. I mean, it's so mind-boggling because we have our universe that we can't even grasp.
Yeah.
And there's like 2 billion of them. And the God behind that can personally hear and understand our petitions, that he cares. And on top of all that, that he sent the Lord Jesus Christ, a redemptive way for us to have a relationship through him, with him for all eternity, that he cares about us. Yes. I mean, it's amazing.
Amen.
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 So, any closing thoughts or reflections?
Well, I was talking with my wife yesterday morning. So last Thursday, there was a worship time at a church for one of our Christian agencies in town. Friday night was the campus worship night, and then we had our audience of one worship and prayer evening, and my wife says, oh, it's like the weekend of Jesus. And I went, oh, that's a good way to put it.
And then capped off on Sunday when so many of us gathered and praised the Lord.
Yeah.
And as we keep seeking that unity in diversity, I think is a real blessing. And I liked how Landis opened up with some scripture.
Yeah.
And that was one of Jesus's prayers, that people would see that unity, that it would model the unity that he has with the Father through the Spirit. And so may we all draw near to God, that James 4:8, as he draws near to us. God delights in you. He cares for you. He loves you. He designed you. He has plans and purposes for your life today. And part of those plans are to love people that are different from you. It's easy to love your friends. I mean, there's those parables. What cost is it to give something to your friend, people you love? It's when you sacrifice or give to people that maybe don't deserve it.
Yeah.
And none of us deserve the love of God, but he extends it to us all. So may we grasp that and accept Jesus as Lord and Savior and follow in his footsteps. Well, I hope you're encouraged by today's broadcast, and I hope you'll be praying and see the importance and significance in that your prayers are heard by a God that cares. And find somebody today and pray with them and see what their needs are. Maybe somebody that's struggling, ask them how you can pray for them and watch how God might use that as a way to evangelize or share your faith with them. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Mike Cresta, and Jeff Goldberg with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.